Civil War. In 1860, Abraham Lincoln, a farmer turned lawyer from Illinois, was elected President of the United States. Soon after this, the country was torn apart by civil war. Although Illinois remained loyal to the Union, the southern part of the state contained many copperheads, or Confederate sympathizers. Many Illinois farmers went to fight in the war, which created a shortage of labor. And southern control over the lower Mississippi stopped farmers from shipping their products south. Luckily, technological advances allowed Illinois to produce food for Union soldiers and civilians. Without the South to provide cotton for clothes, the Illinois wool industry grew. Perhaps the greatest benefit of the Civil War to Illinois, however, was that the national debate over whether the Transcontinental Railroad should have a northern or southern route was settled in favor of the North. This meant Illinois was on the great railway that would connect the growing country, opening markets across the nation and the world for Illinois agricultural products. Not forgetting his roots, President Lincoln started the first U.S. Department of Agriculture, whose purpose was to serve American farmers, who made up more than half of the U.S. population at the time. The department's job was to distribute good seeds and information to farmers. Lincoln also signed the Land-Grant College Act for loyal states, which allowed the founding of agricultural colleges like the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, helping to spread agricultural knowledge.